This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a special economic package of $175 million for Seychelles. Addressing the joint press conference after meeting the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hamini, in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security. The Prime Minister added that as a maritime neighbour and a trusted partner, Seychelles holds a special place in India's Vision Mahasagar.
Ek maritime neighbour aur vishwasniya sajedar ke roop mein, Seychelles Bharat ke Mahasagar Vision ka abhinn ang hai. Hamara sahyog jal, thal aur nabh ko samahit karta hai. Charchaon mein humne is sajedari ko aur adhik sasakt banane ka marg prashast kiya. अपने आर्थिक सहयोग को और सुदृढ़ बनाने के लिए नए अवसरों की तलाश जारी रखने पर हम सहमत हैं.
India and Seychelles also signed 7 memoranda of understanding across various sectors including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology and good governance. Moreover, President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet in honour of visiting Seychelles President Patrick Hamini at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Welcoming him yesterday, she said that India's relationship with Seychelles is based on mutual trust and respect and shared belief in democracy and pluralism. Earlier, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan called on the President of Seychelles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with his Mauritian counterpart, Dr. Naveen Chandram Gulam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conversation yesterday, they reaffirmed commitment to strengthen the special, historic and people-centric ties that unite both nations. Both leaders also reviewed progress in the wide-ranging cooperation. The Prime Minister further said that India and Mauritius will continue to work together to achieve shared objectives of peace and stability in the Indian Ocean region. Mr. Modi also said that he looks forward to welcoming Dr. Ram Gulam for the AI Impact Summit next week. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the India-US trade deal is the best agreement in the national interest, in which the interests of farmers have been fully safeguarded. Talking to media after Govardhan Parikrama at Mathura in Uttar Pradesh, the agriculture minister said major grains including wheat and paddy have been completely protected in this agreement. The BJP-led Mahayuti has recorded a sweeping victory in the Maharashtra Zilla Parishad elections, winning 552 of 731 seats, whose results were declared by the State Election Commission yesterday. Within the ruling alliance, the Bharatiya Janata Party emerged on top with 225 seats, followed by the Nationalist Congress Party NCP with 165 seats and the Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena with 162 seats. In the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, the Congress won 55 seats, the Uddhav Thackeray-led Shiv Sena UBT secured 43 seats, while the Sharad Pawar-led NCP-SP won 26 seats. Independents and smaller parties accounted for the remaining seats. Uttar Pradesh has become the first state of the country to present its own economic survey report showcasing the pace of development and acceleration in industrialization. Finance Minister of State Suresh Khanna yesterday tabled the economic review report for the year 2025-26 during the budget session of the Legislative Assembly. The International Cricket Council ICC has confirmed the participation of Pakistan in all their scheduled ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 matches, including their match against India on 15th of February in Colombo. In a statement released last night, the ICC said that the dialogue between ICC and Pakistan Cricket Board took place as part of a broader engagement, with both parties recognizing the need for constructive dealings and being united, committed and purposeful in their aspirations to serve the best interests of the game with integrity. Sandeep Narula, the director of Atlanta Systems Private Limited, said that it is a very fair and equitable framework where India's interests come first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.